I'm on the shore of the Lee Creek Reservoir in western Arkansas, and if Fort Smith had its way in the late 80s and early 90s, I'd be underwater right now. The city's plan was for a lake about six times this size that would spill into hundreds of acres of Sequoia County in Oklahoma. Instead, what Fort Smith got was this, a reservoir that's more of a wide river than a lake. Jay Hanna is part of the reason why.
They had a rather ambitious plan. My recollection from the early 90s and reading through their materials is that they had a plan to increase the height of the impoundment and therefore be able to adjust the flowage so that they could increase the volume of the lake. Ed and I denied that request.
He's talking about Ed Feit, who along with Hanna made up a two-man Lee Creek Commission appointed by Governor David Walters. Their orders? Take a hard line against Fort Smith's designs on Lee Creek.
But he probably told Jay, if I heard Jay right, is just vote no.
At the time, Oklahoma wasn't in the mood to negotiate over Lee Creek. The whole reason for the commission was Arkansas had just dammed the river after years of resistance from environmental groups in the state of Oklahoma that culminated in a federal lawsuit and an 11th-hour agreement. Jay Hanna.
That case was docketed in Denver, Colorado, and that the Attorney General of the state of Oklahoma and the Attorney General of the state of Arkansas was on their way into the courtroom when they met in the hallway and said, we've been neighbors here for a long time. Maybe we should have an amicable discussion about Lee Creek.
They decided Fort Smith could have the dam that created the current reservoir, but any future expansion would require Oklahoma's approval. Ed Feit, who now serves as executive director of the Oklahoma Scenic Rivers Commission, has that section of state law bookmarked.
The stream or river shall not be impounded by any large dam or structure except as specifically authorized by the legislature.
The law carves out another exception for communities wanting to use a scenic river as a water supply, but only if the project doesn't, quote, significantly interfere with the preservation of the stream as a scenic free-flowing stream. Feit says Lee Creek changes as it approaches the current reservoir.
As I get closer to Weber Creek, the characteristics of the Lee Creek as a free-flowing stream have been all but negated because of the impoundment downstream. You know, the stream is not, it's not a, you know, it looks like a river, but it's really just it's water that's being held back.
He says enlarging the reservoir would damage the natural flow of Lee Creek. For more than 20 years, Fort Smith hasn't tried. Until now. Fort Smith's Public Utilities Director Steve Park confirms the city is in the process of buying land to expand the lake, and the land it's buying is in Oklahoma.
Recently, we had three property owners who desired to sell their property to Fort Smith for that future purpose, and we picked up another 70-plus acres in there, but we still have about another 600 acres going from memory that would have to be acquired.
So Oklahoma's next lake could belong to Arkansas. The process will take decades, and there are a myriad of obstacles that could get in the way of Fort Smith's plans. Ed Feit is one of them.
When I float to Lee Creek in a canoe or a kayak, the water has kind of a blue, kind of a glacier cast to it. It's not as just crystal clear as the Illinois will be this time of year. It has kind of a fog to it.
And there's another player here who could have a big say in whether Lee Creek gets turned into a much larger lake.
The other gorilla in the closet is going to be the Cherokee Nation. The Cherokee Nation is not the Cherokee Nation of the 80s now.
He describes the cobblestone river bottom that narrows and widens as Lee Creek meanders along the Oklahoma-Arkansas line. It's a reminder of how arbitrary the border is when it comes to water. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layton.